Okay, going back where we left off a while ago, the last thing we were talking about were medical issues on Shabbos, what you can walk out with, what you can't walk out with. So the last thing we were talking about a while ago was wheelchairs. Okay, we're talking about now about the manual wheelchairs that you can wheel yourself, or somebody else is allowed to push it for you. Well, if somebody else is allowed to push it for you. So last time, as an introduction to this, we learned like this. That if somebody, let's say, has crutches or a cane, and in the house they walk around with the crutches or the cane, so then in the street they're allowed to walk around with the crutches and the cane. If they don't, why? Because that becomes their foot. What happens if they walk around the house without a cane, without the crutches? Then it's very questionable on Shabbos if you're allowed to walk outside with the cane or with the crutches. What happens if somebody always uses a wheelchair, even in the house? But now, so now the question is that similar to a cane and crutches, or is it different? So some poskim hold your, it's no difference. Okay, this is like your feet, and therefore you're wheeling your feet, so to speak. Other people say it's really different than a cane and crutches, because a cane and crutches actually becomes your foot. That's what you're putting pressure on. That's like your foot. But a wheelchair, you're basically sitting there and you're moving it. It's not necessarily your foot. So there's a whole argument. Many people are lenient if somebody needs to, that they can use a wheelchair by themselves. But now the question is, let's say in a situation where there's no Eidav, can a goy wheel the wheelchair for a Jew on Shabbos? It's not so simple. So the concept is like this. Let me explain it, because it's coming up soon about carrying children on Shabbos. There is a rule in the Gemara that's called Hachai Nosei Es Atzmei. A living person carries himself to a certain extent. We know this, what's called dead weight. Dead weight is carrying a dead person. A dead person that weighs 150 pounds is much heavier than a living person that weighs 150 pounds. Why? And even animals, by the way. The din is, hachai naisi asatzmei. A person who is able to walk, an animal that is able to walk, and you carry it, so really it's like two people doing it, because the person carries himself, the animal carries himself, the person carries himself, and you're also helping. It's like we learned before, like two people doing a malacha. What happens if somebody, a little baby that can't walk yet, let's say they're 5 months old and can't walk yet, so then it's a regular din of carrying on Shabbos. Okay? Even though Chai Nesei Es Atzmei, that's only in a situation where the animal or the child is able to walk. Nevertheless, it's still rabbinically forbidden. It's still rabbinically forbidden to carry a person on Shabbos. Now, what happens if I ask a guy to carry somebody for me on Shabbos that's able to carry themselves? So then it's what's called shvus de shvus. It's a double rabbinic. Number one, carrying a person who can carry themselves, or an animal that can carry themselves, is only rabbinic, because you're not doing it all by yourself. The person's also helping you carry them. Plus, you're asking a non-Jew to do it. So the din is, shvus to shvus, meaning a rabbinic of a rabbinic. Here, carrying would be rabbinic. You're asking a goy, which is also rabbinic, to do something rabbinic, so it's a double rabbinic. It's called in halacha shvus de shvus, rabbinic of a rabbinic. The din is shvus de shvus is allowed b'mokei mitzvah, in a place of a mitzvah. In the case of a mitzvah, you're allowed to have shvus de shvus is allowed. If it's not b'mokei mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. Okay, so now the question is like this. Let's say you have a kid under bar mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot of discussion about all these things. But bottom line, is it a mitzvah for a kid under bar mitzvah to be in shul Shabbos? Nope, there's no mitzvah for a kid under bar mitzvah to be in Shul Shabbos. He's not obligated in davening with a minyan. He's not obligated to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, there's no mitzvah for him to be in Shul. But that's, therefore, technically, for a guy to wheel a stroller on Shabbos in a place where there's no Ediv, it's a problem because there's no mitzvah for the baby to be in Shul. What happens if it's a man that needs to go to Shul to daven with a minyan and listen to Kriyas HaTorah and so on? So then, halachically, even if there's no Ediv, you're allowed to ask a guy to carry a baby. I mean, not a baby, a person by, let's say, wheeling the adult in a wheelchair to Shul, because it's Shavuos to Shavuos, but Mokim Mitzvah. Now, what? Why should he bother 9 people? Why should he bother 9 people to come to his house?
Let's say it's in the neighborhood, they could easily make a house minion, you know. Right?
Why should he be invited to a minion in a shul?
Nah,
you don't have to do that. So now, but if it's a, but what happens, let's say, if somebody wants to be wheeled for a social visit? The man doesn't want to go to shul. He wants to be wheeled by a guy for a social visit. That's not a mitzvah. But shvus to shvus is only allowed by mocking mitzvah. Socializing is not a mitzvah. What? Yeah, but people know, see that he's going to shul. So that's not marisayin. The only question is, if you're not going to shul. Now you have a very interesting scenario that happens a lot. I'll tell you where this is, applies to, say, shluchim. Okay, they're out in who knows where. And they have little babies. And the wife feels it's important for her to go to shul, because then she could talk to the women, you know, socialize with them, but being mekayem them to Yiddishkeit. So now the question is that called a mitzvah that you'd be allowed to ask a guy to take a baby in a stroller, even if there's no reshus harabim, by the way? Because if a baby can't walk and there's a reshus harabim, then it might be biblically forbidden. Because then your mom is carrying it. That's not shvus to shvus anymore. Even in a situation, a small shtetl, where there's no biblical reshus harabim like women, because you don't have 600,000 people. So now the question is that called a mitzvah for a woman to be in shul? She's not obligated to daven with a minyan. She's not obligated to create a title. Is that called a mitzvah that she wants to socialize with people? That's a very big question. Many, many of Arabanim say no. It's not called a mitzvah. But I'll tell you where you do have an interesting scenario. What happens if you have a Friday night dinner? You have a Friday night dinner. And the baby is there before Shabbos. You come before Shabbos. Comes at night, 10 o'clock at night, you finish the dinner. The baby needs to go home. The baby's not shy to walk home, because it's late, or the kid's too tired, or falls asleep in the stroller. Okay? So now the question is, can you have a guy take that baby home Friday night? And then the din would be, you would be allowed to. Why would you be allowed to? Because a child, a kid, especially a little kid, has a din of a chayla, has a din of a sick person. For a sick person, a guy is allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos, even a biblical malacha. Okay? A guy is allowed to do biblical malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, if he's sick. So now, a baby halachically has a din of a chayla. Now, the baby needs to sleep in his bed. Otherwise, they're not going to sleep. You know, babies need their own crib, with their own whatever. They need to. So then you would be allowed to ask the guy to bring the baby home.
Even if he drives?
That's a separate issue. That might be a marisayin issue. Let's talk about the walking aspect. So then, halacha is you would be allowed to take the kid home, because then he has a din of a chayla. But to bring him to shul, there's seemingly no. I'll tell you what they say. So they say, the mother says, but I can't go to shul if I need a babysitter. So the answer, get a babysitter in your house. Is that a mitzvah for the baby? You want to be in shul, that's your problem. But you're carrying the baby. Who are you doing the malacha with? The baby. It's not a mitzvah for the baby to be in shul, that's for sure. As cute as they are, it's still not a mitzvah for the baby to be in
shul.
No. Still is sasim with Rabbani, even in the Carmelist Alter Rebbe. What?
If so, does a baby need its mother? Let's say the mother says, I'm going to shul, and she goes to shul. Can you have a boy bring the child to the mother in shul? Because he wants the mother. The child wants to be with the mother.
If the kid is screaming.
Only if he's screaming?
Yeah. Or the kid must be nursed by the mother. But yeah, but they, you know, they don't nurse every 10 minutes. They should nurse before they leave and come back and nurse. Or leave earlier. It's
can you use that as a...
If the baby... let's say the baby wakes up with a babysitter. And it's tantrum time, you know. Then you probably would be allowed to bring the kid to the mother for the mother to calm him down. No. No, come on. It's here you're talking about, you're coming before Shabbos. Now the kid needs to go home. You're allowed to have a guy. Take the kid home. What? No, sure.
The difference is Mekar people when she goes to shul.
Is that a mitzvah?
Mekar people, do you understand?
Yeah, but I understand. So she can go to shul. Does that mean the baby can be carried to shul?
Yes.
What's the mitzvah for the baby to be in shul? Get a babysitter in the house. Huh?
You can't hire a babysitter right there.
So you planned it before.
Okay, so
you didn't? You can't. Well, I didn't do it so I could turn on the light because I forgot to turn on the light. No, I mean, come on. You can't. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Did you that drive on Shabbat can carry the baby?
What?
Did you that to drive on Shabbat anyway? And can that person carry the baby that is less than...
Because he sins once, he can have him sin again? No, no. What?
Same scenario with the child who came in at Friday night.
Yeah.
If the adult is chole, and he comes in Friday before Shabbat, and he is a guest somewhere, but he's chole.
Let me tell you, we have a scenario for this, okay? This happens more often than you think about, by the way. It happens very often. It usually, Murphy's Law. You know how many kids end up in emergency rooms right before Shabbos?
Yeah.
I get this call every week. Okay? The kid's in an emergency room right before Shabbos. Now, even if the kid's let home, like they need stitches or whatever it is, they're going to let the kid home, yeah? It's a 4 mile walk. The kid can't walk Friday night. So what's the din? So then, again, because the kid's chayla, and the kid needs the mother, and the mother's not driving, a goy is going to drive her back. All she's doing is adding fuel, so to speak, but that's indirect. It's rabbinic. It's not biblical. It's indirect. So then, the mother and the baby would be allowed to go home. Or one second, or another scenario. Happens also. A woman has a baby Friday morning and they want to let her go home Shabbos morning. You don't say she has to spend 24 hours in the hospital. So now she wants to go home Friday, Shabbos morning, but she can't walk. She just had a baby and it's far. So halachically, she can go home with her guy. Uber, taxi, whatever. Now the question is, can the husband go with her? So I don't get it. But there are certain rabbanim I heard say that the husband could go with her on Shabbos. I don't understand why. Yom Tov, I understand that you're allowed to.
I know why.
Because Yom Tov, you're only adding fuel. Yom Tov, you're allowed to add fuel. Sitting in a car on Yom Tov, if you're not driving, you're really not, besides Marisayim, you're really not doing anything wrong.
You're just under anxiety.
All I'm doing is adding fuel. Yom Tov, you can add fuel to a fire. You can't make a fire, but you're adding, you're not making a fire, you're just adding. But Shabbos, you're not allowed to add fuel to the fire. So again, ideally, the husband should not go home in the car. He should walk. Or
he saw the bill and he became chole.
Then she'd be in the hospital.
Right. So if the adult that is chole can...
Yeah, but you can't plan to be, okay, I'm sick, so therefore I'm going to go to shul to eat, and then I'm going to have a guy take me home. Come on, I mean, that's like... That's cheating the system. We're talking all of this without a native. I'm not talking about Eidav. If there's a
someone
native, it's a whole
by,
different story.
Who doesn't walk by the Eidav, can the goy put the shul into shul on Shabbos?
There are many rabbanim that hold, if there's an Eidav in the city, even though you don't go by it, the goy could carry, take the kid in the Eidav. There are a lot of opinions like this. Does everybody agree with that? Okay. Not necessarily. One second. There's one more thing. If I don't go by the Eidav, can I ask somebody who does go by the Eidav to carry for me? So many Rabbanim hold you could. Some Rabbanim say it's not right. Whatever. Okay.